This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The game itself was good, and nationally goes up, what, they were up 6-0, right? Boom. Next thing you know, here comes the American League. They come back, and I don't know, it was just neat. It was nice. It was a nice break. You know, little things here and there, but overall, I think it was a roaring success for Major League Baseball. Jeff, what say you, my friend?
It was great. They did a bunch of things that we're going to get into that I just thought, yeah, good, nice. That's the way to do it. A couple of things were, you know, slightly annoying, but it was an exhibition game, and so they were kind of okay. The one thing I thought, oh boy, careful. Did you notice when Pete Crow Armstrong was in center field and was mic'd up and talking to the guys, and there was a fly ball to short left field, and he and Kyle Tucker almost collided because Pete Crow Armstrong couldn't hear him calling for the ball?
Oh, because he had the earpiece in. Yeah.
I mean, they almost had a bad situation there.
Careful
for the sake of entertainment.
Well, I mean, kind of behind-the-scenes media stuff, I noticed it more and more. I was watching the A's game the other day. Like, they were doing in-game interviews on the bench during the game. Someone had sack fly, and they were like, hey, you know, there was a really important sack fly, and they were do we like that, or we just want to play the game and find out after the game? Like, do we need it now during a regular game? Like, interviews like that and being able to... I do get worried about those guys on the field. Do you like it when someone's standing at third base, so doing an interview with the guys in the booth?
Not in a real game. And those actually do take place in some real games.
Yeah.
I don't care for those. It's great, and I love the access. I think it's cool. However, I keep thinking, just let them play the game. Talk to them in the dugout.
Maybe. I think someone's going to get smashed.
Yeah, I do too.
Especially at third base, man.
I'm afraid of that.
I am too. Dan, do you think I'm crazy on that or no? Like, I could live without those in-game interviews while they're on the field. Like, I don't know. I'm more worried about the game at that point than I am. And I think the players, I mean, I'm sure the guys.
All-star, I never even thought about it in an all-star game until Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker almost collided.
So they do it for every Sunday night baseball game.
Yeah.
There's always somebody there, and I believe they get paid 10 grand to do it.
Mm.
I think it's something along those lines that if you agree to do it, you get 10 grand.
And which is, so, you know, I mean, 10 grand's 10 grand, even if you're making 20 mil.
Right. I mean, it all helps the cause. So, yeah, why wouldn't you want to do it? I'm fine with it. As long as there's a level of paying attention that's there, like you're still able to pay attention, you're still able to do what you need to do. I mean, these guys are talking all over the field anyway, you know, whether it's about the game itself or just general nonsense.
But most of those guys are locked in on the pitch. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and they're still locked in.
And by the way, what happens if you're not locked in on the pitch and someone's talking to a guy in the booth and all of a sudden they missed a ball that was coming to them?
They're still locked in. I mean, they stop talking when the ball is thrown. You know, it's when the pitcher goes into his motion, like the question stops, the answer stops, everybody locks in.
Hmm. All right, let's go through this just a little bit. You're strong likes from last night's game. Let's go for the positives first, because it's easy to try to nitpick and look at little things here and there. But give me the positives from last night's game.
Where do you start? Honestly, Andy, I think there were a lot of things. I'll go with this one. The miking up was cool in an exhibition game. That was kind of fun. Clayton Kershaw saying nasty things about Cal Raleigh in a fun-loving way was, okay, that was interesting. The Pete Crow Armstrong thing got to me a little bit. Big thing in last night's game, test case for the balls and strikes.
Yep.
Three calls were overturned. I'm not sure I like it. There was a strike three. Was it the last? It was the last National League hitter in regulation. And the ball was like on the edge and half the ball was out of the strike zone on the computer. Mm-hmm. Can't you just let the umpire make that call? I mean, the ball was on the edge and he called it a ball. You know, the more of the ball was outside of the box, if you want to go by that. If it's just on the line, okay. I don't have a major problem with umpires calling balls and strikes. Outs, you know, out or safe, I like replay. Balls and strikes, I'm going to have to see more before I say yes, absolutely, or no. But last night I thought was an interesting test case.
Dan?
Love the automatic ball and strike system. I tweak it a smidge where I would maybe tweak the rules itself that say maybe it's not just contact more than maybe it needs to be more than half the ball needs to be a strike just because the pitchers have so
little,
many.
Wasn't that one a little like, okay, that's even borderline looking at it electronically.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them tweaking it that way. I love it. It's fast. You get the call right. That's all I want. I want it fast, and I want to get the call
right. It didn't take much time, which is a concern.
I thought that was cool. I don't know. I'm good with it. My only question was that I'm still trying to figure it out during the game, so help me out. How many times are you allowed to challenge?
So you have two challenges. If you get it wrong, you lose it. If you get it right, you keep it.
I'm good with it.
In other words, you could keep...
Yep.
You could go 20 times if you keep getting it right?
That is correct. Oh, if you've got a truly horrendous umpire, yes.
That could get ugly. But what it might lead to, and maybe it should, is umpires not being employed.
Or being better. Having a better strike zone.
I mean, you could implement a rule.
Some guys might not be able to be better. They just might not be good.
You could implement a rule that if an umpire missed more than 10 in any given game, that they've got to rotate in between innings.
AAA.
Well, no, throughout the game.
Oh,
I don't know. I'm saying? You could rotate umpires during the game.
Be a little demeaning.
Well, you can't. I mean, they shouldn't be getting 10 wrong anyway. And I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there as just to, and no one would ever know. You would do it in between innings.
It's always I've always thought it was an odd thing in baseball at any level, but it still exists in the majors where, umpires have different feels for the strike zone. I guess is the way to put it,
I
won't say completely different strike zones, but they all have a different feel. Some guy might not call the high strike. Some guy will call the low pitch, a little more frequently.
It's still weird for me to hear an umpire talk and get on the microphone and make the public service announcement. Like in football, I think we're so used to it.
Yeah.
But then when you hear an umpire turn around and say, the play's being challenged, or when they look and you have an umpire who's looking at the camera,
It brings them into the game in a way that we didn't probably think you needed them in the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it. I thought it was great. It was, in fact, I was a little late to the game last night, and the first play that I saw was a challenge. And I was like, oh, I love this. And it was so fast. It was quick. Like, let's not mess around with it. Just like, you know, I'm always surprised at how quick they can do replay throughout the game, too. How quick a manager knows whether they're going to challenge or not. And that the game is willing to take a breath to give the manager a second to look and see if they want to challenge.
Although in baseball, there's always a built-in pause, you know?
Yeah, but normally there wouldn't be. Like, you would just come off, like if it was the third out of an inning. You know, and I don't know, the camera goes right to the manager looks, or the manager says, let's replay or let's not replay. And it's always, it seems to be really painless. Like, at first I thought it was going to be bulky and they weren't going to be able to, it wasn't going to work. But I don't know, I think it works well for replay. I think it works well for this ABS system. I like it. I thought it was good.
Also thought it was great that players were wearing their own team uniforms.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
By the way, not a big fan of the Home Run Derby, the AL, NL jerseys. I know they were using the Atlanta script. That would be a negative. Although I said it wasn't going to be negative.
Yeah, they're just warm-ups.
Yeah, that's not jersey. And by the way, hey, you know, we did tell you at the beginning of the show we thought that the Browns' new helmets were coming out today because, but I guess that was pushed back. I just want people to know that.
According to our own Daryl Ryder.
Yes, Daryl Ryder said, hang on, guys. Hang on, this thing got pushed back. So, okay. Thanks, Daryl. We do appreciate you. Other good things from over, you know, the last, I don't know, 24 hours from the All-Star Games, the positives of the All-Star Game. Look at us being positive.
I'm going to take a half step back on this one.
Okay.
And encapsulate everything. I think Major League Baseball did an awesome job putting together the fun of baseball mixed with taking the game seriously enough. I thought they threaded that needle perfectly. Copy and paste it. Do it for the next 20 years.
It's a real tough game to not take seriously.
Right.
You know,
we had it in the past where it was not being taken seriously, and then we ended up with the moronic rule of home field advantage.
Well, but
now you figured out how to thread that needle.
I don't think the players on the field ever didn't play hard. Honestly, it's a game that if you're on the field, it's impossible not to play it reasonably hard. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You stand in the batter's box, and a pitcher's throwing a ball at you. Unless you're John Kruk against Randy Johnson and John gave it a try, he just was having fun with it. Every guy I've ever known who steps into a batter's box is actually trying to do something. And every guy I've ever seen on a mound is actually trying to get the guy out. And nobody I've ever seen get a ball hit to them intentionally botches it. So it's a tough game to not play the right way, which lends to it just being the best All-Star game there is.
Another way I wanted to kind of look at this game, too, was who were the big winners of the weekend?
I've got one more thought on it.
Okay, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question before we go to that one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I understand it. It's fun. It's no big deal. Your All-Star game MVP went 0-for-2 with a walk.
So I thought it was interesting because I think we may have watched two different feeds of the game, and they were saying on the feed that I was watching, and maybe just talking to you guys this morning, I think I was listening to different announcers. That
it's funny. I didn't know Uruguay was televising the game.
No, but I'm a big Canada fan. That they were not allowed. They were not supposed to vote for the MVP based on the swing off.
Well, they sure did.
Yeah, 100%. But it sounded like the rules.
Kyle Schwarber went 0-for-2 with a walk.
Yeah,
in the rules, actual game.
The rules of the
schmules.
I don't know. The replay I saw was what I thought was the international. And they kept saying that they weren't supposed to vote based on the swing off at the end. And that's why I was like, oh, Schwarber, here we go again. Why does it always have to be Kyle Schwarber? He's like,
it's a really good player.
Good guy.
He's just really good at baseball.
There he is.
I mean, I'm still mad. I'm not going to let it go.
Yeah, we know.
I can't let it go.
I know. It was the same way in my household as somebody stormed off banging their feet with me in the back going, it doesn't count. It's meaningless. Did you have fun? Good. Then it was a good night.
It's the whole idea. It's an Ohio guy, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Maybe is it him or Joe Buck that I'm still mad at? I don't know. I'm still mad
about an Ohio guy.
I know, but come on, boys. I mean, the gushing over him in the World Series that the Indians lost, I can't let it go.
It was little grotesque, but I can't hold it against Kyle Schwarber. I got to hold it against Joe Buck.
Right. You know what? You're right. It's not Schwarber's fault.
It's not Schwarber.
It's
not like he was walking up there going, hey, Joe.
It's like Mizorowski.
Give you a whole bunch of cash.
Can't be mad at him. They put him in the game.
He was awful. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll do that in a second. 216-474-0092. Give me the positives from last night's game. There were a couple negatives, and I can understand why people might be a little bit like, But I don't know. I would give the All-Star weekend 8.5 for what we saw over the last 2 days. So what would you say? 216-474-0092. All that. We'll talk more about this. And how about good news maybe for the Guardians with one of their best pitchers that we've seen in the last couple of years getting to throw in Arizona yesterday. So we'll do that when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.